The State Department confirmed today that Saddam Hussein and his family removed about $1 billion from Iraq's central bank just before the U.S. started bombing Baghdad. The United States has been unable to locate Saddam Hussein and most of his family members since the war. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The New York Times was the first to report that the money had been taken. In a story published today, the Times quotes an unnamed Iraqi official as saying that one of Saddam's sons, Qusay, and a close advisor, showed up at the bank at 4 a.m. on March 18th, hours before the first air assault on Baghdad. According to the Times version of events, the two men presented a letter from Saddam authorizing the seizure of the money, an amount so vast that three tractor trailers were needed to haul it away. Without providing details, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher confirmed the essentials.
We do know from Treasury Department officials in Baghdad that approximately $1 billion was taken from the Iraqi central bank by Saddam Hussein and his family just prior to the start of combat operations.
Boucher says the United States is trying to hunt down the assets, which he says were stolen from the Iraqi people.
We'll continue to encourage other governments to take appropriate measures if any of these assets show up anywhere. To track down, to freeze the ill-gotten gains of Saddam Hussein and his family.
Boucher says the United States does not know where the missing money is, but some senior Iraqi officials are suspected of having fled to Syria. According to the Times, a U.S. Army Special Forces officer in Iraq, Colonel Ted Seal, says intelligence information at that time indicated a group of tractor trailers crossed the border into Syria. But the contents of the trucks, he said, were unknown. The Iraqi official, according to the Times, estimates the missing cash to be about a fourth of the central bank's hard currency reserves. U.S. forces in Iraq discovered about $650 million in American $100 bills in one of Saddam Hussein's palaces last month. But according to the Times, the Iraqi official says that money probably belonged to Saddam's older son, Uday, who apparently was known for hoarding huge amounts of cash. The possibility that Saddam or his family members may have escaped with a fortune in hard currency, said to be all U.S. dollars and euros, has added to concern that Iraq's former ruling elite could regroup and cause trouble inside or outside of Iraq in the future. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.